God's curriculum for healthy growth.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.
It is now 12:23. More music is on the way. But first, I want to introduce you to a very special guest, namely Matthew West, who is back on the road again for a concert tour. Matthew, how's it feel to be out there with people again?
Oh, man, it's like a dream come true. You know, you start to take things for granted after a while. But when something gets taken away from you for a couple of years, or at least a year and a half, it's a beautiful thing to be hearing real audiences singing and worshiping together and really get that sense of community. I'm not going to lie. I got pretty tired of singing into Zoom calls and cell phones and computers and doing virtual concerts. I got so lonely in my studio, I started just paying my daughters to sit in the corner of the studio to tell Daddy did a good job, you know?
So, a little pat on the back.
Yes, but it's been really special. You know, I think people are ready and going, hey, it's time for us to gather together, and it's time for us to sing together and give thanks to the God who's brought us through, you know, some really hard seasons, right?
You're absolutely right. And you seem to be the type of person, Matthew, you're dealt a lemon and you look for a way to turn it into lemonade. I know that over the pandemic, you were quarantined, your family put together a video about your song Quarantined Life. So what was that like for your family to do that project together?
Yeah, man. Well, and thank you for saying that. I do try to stay optimistic. I think, you know, as the head of my household, really, not just as a recording artist, but as a dad and as a husband, I really felt this weight and this responsibility to help my family navigate our way through a really difficult season with lots of bad news, lots of bad headlines, lots of heartache. And quite frankly, I think we can all agree we've had more reasons to cry than to laugh these last couple of years. Most recently, when we look at the price of filling up our gas tank, you know, it's like I want to start crying when I see my tour bus pull into a truck stop. So I need everybody to buy a ticket to our show. No, but I wrote a little song kind of summing up what the West family's quarantine season was like when everything was on lockdown in Nashville. And I did it just to make my daughters laugh. And then my daughters are like, Dad, that's actually really funny. And we don't think you're very funny. So this is a big accomplishment. They said, you should put that song out because I think people would really laugh and get a kick out of it. So it was fun to be able to put out songs like Quarantine Life, and a lot of people got a kick out of the video and see a song like that go viral. You know, just kind of trying to find joy in the midst of pain and heartache. And, you know, at different times in our lives, maybe your listeners can relate to this or hopefully grab onto this, is that God gives us each different giftings, and there's going to be different seasons where if we will lean into Him, He will show us how we are called to lean into different giftings we might have in different seasons. And so, you know, I might be known more for like telling stories with my songs and, you know, maybe songs like Truth Be Told that are more serious. But then during this season of the pandemic, I leaned into God and said, Lord, how do you want to use me to speak to culture right now? And one of those was through humor and really finding ways to find some joy, like I said, during hard times. So it's been a really great time of learning, man, God doesn't want to just use you in one lane. He's bigger than that. And He's called you to be used in all different ways through all different seasons.
Well, I, for one, appreciate your sense of humor, Matthew. I saw your video on Quarantine Life, and then I showed my family because I wanted to pass that along to them and give them a smile.
Oh, that's awesome. I love hearing that.
Well, now the concert season is back on track, and I see Kane and Hannah Kerr will be joining you on the tour when you head this way. What have you learned about Kane and Hannah Kerr along the way?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I got to know both of these artists by actually being in the songwriting room together with them. And so you really forge friendships right really quickly in that songwriting room. There's just a special thing that takes place when you're connecting creatively. When I get the chance to sit in the room and be part of songs that are not just for my records, but I get to sit in the room with a young, talented artist or band like Kane and Hannah, I get to hear their story, what makes them tick, what the Lord's doing in their life, and what they want their platform as recording artists to say to the world. And I just got to tell you, I've been so inspired as a veteran recording artist in the Christian music industry, as somebody who's used his platform. I'm passionate about Christian music. I'm passionate about the power of how God uses Christian radio. And when I get to meet with young artists like Kane and Hannah Kerr, who of all the kind of music they could make, they've chosen to tell people about Jesus through their songs. I get so inspired by them. They're incredible talent. They're incredible voices, but their hearts for Jesus. And I mean, we're going to have a blast on this tour together. I can't wait. So there's going to be a lot of collaboration moments during the show too, just us singing the songs we wrote together. And I'm really excited about it.
And will you have a full band with you, Matthew?
Oh, yeah. You know it, man. I mean, there's been a whole bunch of musicians locked up in Nashville for way too long. So
yeah.
We're making up for lost time, and we're going to make some noise, and it's going to be a fun thing.
Speaking with Matthew West, coming in concert April 21st, 7 p.m. He's going to be at Christian Life Assembly in Camp Hill, along with Kane and Hannah Kerr. And if you want more details, there's a website you can turn to, brandnewtour.com. I just went there. It is definitely legit, and it has the information there. So, Matthew, your new song is called Me on Your Mind, and we started playing it here at WJTL. What's the story behind
thank
that
so
song,
much.
And how did it come to be written?
Well, thank you for sharing it with your listeners. I hope it's been speaking to them. And, you know, that song, I wrote that song during the pandemic, and the song really feels like it has a relation to another song of mine called The God Who Stays. If you remember, that was a song about the power of God's presence, the promise that God stays when the whole world walks away.
Mm.
Well, those words wound up becoming quite fitting during a pandemic when we were told not to see the people we love to see and go to the places we love to go. And the more I began to just sort of during the pandemic revisit sort of the basics of my faith, like the foundation of my faith, if you will, I wound up just being so impacted by this thought that not only is he the God who stays, but that he's thinking of me. Like I thought about, sometimes we skip over this part of Genesis where God went into the Garden of Eden and he was looking for Adam and Eve to take a walk with them in the cool of the day. And the way that scripture's written almost makes you think that like maybe that was a regular occurrence, that God would just love to take a walk with Adam and Eve. And of course, then when they were aware of their sin, they hid from
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
But I wonder how many times that we forget the fact that like God loves you, and guess what? He likes you. And guess what? You are on his mind. The Bible says he knows the very hairs on your head. That means he knows your name. He knows the plans he has for you. And he wants to have not just a one-time relationship with you where you ask him into your heart, but he wants to have an ongoing communication and relationship with you. I wonder if you've ever had a moment where you open your Bible and you read a scripture and it feels like that scripture was written just for you. Well, guess what? It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was written with you on God's mind. And there's such a personal, sometimes we feel such a distance when it comes to a relationship with a God we've never seen. And that this song, Me on Your Mind, just as we turn towards Easter, my prayer is that people will hear that song and be reminded of the closeness of the message of Jesus laying down his life on a cross. And what I mean by closeness is it's not some words in red in an old dusty Bible. This is God's word, which is alive and it's active and it's pursuing each and every one of our hearts to say, hey, Jesus did that for you. You are on his mind and he loves it when you call on his name.
We are going to play that song next, talking with Matthew West, on a concert tour with Kane and Hannah Kerr. There'll be a Christian Life Assembly in Camp Hill Thursday, April 21st, 7 o'clock that evening. And again, for more details, for tickets, go to brandnewtour.com. Matthew, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you, and thanks to your listeners. I can't tell you how grateful I am to have had the chance all these years for my songs to be able to reach your listeners because of you guys. And we're going to get together together, and we can't wait. It's going to be a special night. We're seeing God move in a powerful way, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Looking forward to your appearance, Matthew. Here's Me on Your Mind from Matthew West on WJTL.